Everybody, what a great day we have ahead of us today. With plenty of sunshine, high temperature ending up in the mid, perhaps upper 60s today. We'll tease it. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower by late tonight or maybe tomorrow morning as the front moves through. We'll be in the upper 40s tonight, near 60 on Tuesday. And then we'll tease the freeze mark late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Then look for some late week warming. For instance, upper 60s Thursday into the 70s Friday with showers and thunderstorms. And then we are closely monitoring a potential severe weather situation this coming Saturday night. Stay tuned. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. William Johnson, the man accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, will go before a judge today. Johnson is charged with capital murder and remains in jail without bond. Sheriff Williams was killed November 23rd while responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. We now know the sentencing date for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. He was found guilty last November of manslaughter in the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. His sentencing date has been set for January 29th at the Montgomery County Courthouse. And it's decision day for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is expected to announce if he will enter the NFL draft at a press conference with Coach Nick Saban later today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Vicks VapoCool Drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these Vicks VapoCool Drops. Wow, these VapoCool Drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling VapoPower rush. It's like... Yes, yes, I don't know where that's coming from, but yes. Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool Drops. Use as directed.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Even me?
No.
Well, I still ain't sure if I'm on probation, but if I am, it's 12-13.
All right.
It's amazing to me that 600 American lives and about 100,000 other people wounded or killed in the Middle East mean nothing to these people. They have not once mentioned these people that this man has killed. And since when do American lives mean so little? That's all, you know, I don't understand. They talk about this man like he's a hero. I guess the Nazis, they also stood for Hitler as well. You know what I mean? There's no, I don't see the difference.
Yeah, you know, is what has Trump done wrong today? And what he's done wrong is he killed a guy who's killed a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah, the most ruthless terrorist in the world. And you're right, Osama bin Laden hadn't killed one-tenth of the people this man has. And he's enjoyed every minute of it and been blatant about it. I did see General Petraeus, and he remarked like I did on Friday. He says, I can't believe this man was darting around outside of Iran.
Yeah.
He said, he basically said, you know, if he had been doing that back when he was general, they would have got it.
Well,
don't you think?
Yeah, Petraeus said he had him in his sights once, and the Obama administration waved him off. But something that's kind of interesting is Susan Rice came on, and she was asked, did you ever have him in his sights? And she said no, not that she was aware of. And being the National Security Advisor, I would think that she would know about that.
Oh, yeah, but it's not like she would tell the truth or anything like that.
Yeah, she had. Let me tell you what, she didn't look too good. She is.
No.
She is kind of plumped up a little bit. She doesn't look happy. She looks a little, she has this kind of, I've been drinking a whole lot and there's a reason for that look on her.
Her and Hillary getting together, celebrating the Durham investigation completing itself, I'm sure.
I'll drink to that.
They have themselves a box wine party because they act like the kind of people that drink box wine. That's all I got to say.
And Red Top, I double checked. You are off probation. You won last August, so it's been long.
August of 2019 or 2018?
19.
Yeah. I thought his was a year.
Oh, really?
A year, 6 month probation.
Uh-huh. No, y'all gonna extend my probation because I'm a frequent winner. I can't help it if I win.
Well, they called us and said this guy who's kind of curmudgeonly, he cleared us out of Gouda.
Yeah, right. We didn't
can't handle that anymore.
They call him Gouda Wipeout.
Maybe I should send a curmudgeon replacement out there, right, to represent me. Well, guys, beautiful day, of course. Confusing situation as usual. Thank goodness for our president. And you know what? I wouldn't want to be number two in that country to Suleiman. You know, there's a bullseye on everybody's head in that government right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be number two and travel outside of Iran into a war theater of war.
Well, that's what happens when folks get cocky, isn't it? So, you know, roll tide, go Trump. I hope Tua can survive in the NFL. Those boys are a hell of a lot bigger and meaner than they were in the NFL.
Did he make a decision?
He did. He's going to the NFL.
I did not see that.
Yeah, he's going, man.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Oh, boy, I hope his legs and hip can take it because they're going to go after him.
Oh, yeah. They're going to break him like a piece of kindling.
Yeah, so I hope the multi-millions is worth it. He's going to need it for rehab.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy it. And I'll be listening as always.
Enjoy the pretty day, my friend. New 793.1 FM. Let me do this second part of Lindsey Graham here while we get Jessica Taylor all loaded up here. And he's going to be talking about changing Iran's behavior.
I mean, Senator, the president keeps saying, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, that they don't necessarily want regime change. But can you really do the things that you're talking about, change behaviors without a regime change? And how do you establish a regime change without an actual invasion?
Well, nobody's going to invade Iran. You don't need one American troop soldier on the ground to achieve what I'm trying to achieve. Everybody wants the regime to change. You'd have to be crazy to want it to stay the same. It's the largest state sponsor of terrorism. It threatens the existence of Israel. It supports Hezbollah with rockets and missiles to destroy Israel. They've got American blood on their hands, Iraqi blood, Syrian blood. You know, everybody wants them to change. But here's what's missing. What would it take for them to change? What kind of change do we want? Lay it out. Let the world know that we're reasonable, and if they don't accept the offer to change, then you know you've got very limited choices when it comes to Iran. I don't think they'll change. I hope the Iranian people will take their government back from the Ayatollah is the ultimate change.
Look, if you don't change, this is what we're going to do. And that, I think that can prompt a different response. Let's bring in Congressional Candidate Jessica Taylor. Disco, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you for having me.
First time on the show. I've had your husband on many, 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 many times.
He enjoys visiting with you, and I know he was just with you.
Yeah, he's. We became friends over the show, and he was my contact in the governor's office, and he was a great resource for me. Let's start out with this. Why are you running for Congress?
I'm running for Congress because I think we need a new generation of conservatives who can go toe-to-toe with AOC and her squad.
You ready to take on AOC?
I'm ready to take on her and any other socialists that want to debate the issue.
So it's going to be the conservative squad against the socialist squad?
That's right.
I like that. So you want to go in and you think we need someone more conservative than we have now?
I think we, Martha has done a great job, and I certainly appreciate all the work she's done with veterans and for the pro-life community. I, as well, am pro-life. I was president of the board of the River Region Pregnancy Center in 2016, so that issue is near and dear to my heart. I think we need somebody who can go and shrink the size of government. We need control back in the state government, local governments, and in the private sector, not the federal government, and we certainly don't need socialism to have any more of a foot. Hold.
Let me ask you the same question I've asked Martha Roby when she was running. You're a mother of kids. How are you going to handle that?
I am. I have three wonderful kids. They are 9, 7, and 5.
You actually have four. Brian's
the four. You're right. And we've got a chocolate lab named Reagan, too.
Yeah, Reagan.
But, you know, my children are fantastic. I think this is the ultimate civics lesson for them. My little girl came out of gymnastics the other day and said, Mom, my gymnastics instructor is going to be 18 before March. She's going to register, and she's going to vote for you.
All right.
And I said, fair. You just got to vote, and you got somebody to register. It's a win for you today. So they're on board, and you know, I've been working hard building my business for the last 10 years.
What type of business is that?
It's a consulting business. So we do grant consulting and have an office in Montgomery and Atlanta, and my team is spread out all across the country. So I do quite a bit of traveling now, mm-hmm. So I don't know that this would be that big of a schedule change for us.
Have you looked at property prices in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, my gosh.
I was up there for 12 years and about killed me.
Yeah, maybe a cot in the office.
Yeah, there you go. The tax on my car was $3,000 the first year I got it. Now my friends tell me that it's about $5,000 a year for car tax. Incredible. So caught in the office
we'll make it work. I know how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Been doing it
I'll
continue doing it.
You can do that for government. That'd be very, very helpful. What committees would you like to be on?
So ag is something certainly very important to this district. We've got a lot of farmers, and then armed services. You know, we've got Maxwell and Fort Rucker and a large defense community here of defense contractors. So those would be two committees I would certainly be interested in.
Excellent. So in your background, how do you apply your background of grant writing to being a member of Congress?
Sure. So a lot of people don't really know what grant writing is. They hear the word grant and they think, you know, free money, just handing it out, handshake deals. And in the past, that may be how it was. But the type of work that we do for our clients is it's open solicitations. The government will have a certain program that they'll want to achieve whatever objectives, and they'll open a competition. So you're developing business plans that you submit on behalf of your client with budgets, logic models, outcome measures, and you compete for that funding. Same with private sector grants, you know, the big private family and corporate foundations. They want to see a business plan, and unlike when you go to a bank, the bank wants to know how you're going to pay the money back.
Right.
You know, private and public grants, they want to know what social good, what outcomes are you going to achieve with this money. So I think that has given me a unique insight into how various government programs actually work, from the federal government down to the state government, to the localities, and then to the nonprofits, boots on the ground. And every single time that money changes hands, there's an administrative fee. So our money doesn't need to be going up there in the first place to then turn around and be handed back to us.
I assume you've been following current events. Tell me what you think about the president's order to kill Soleimani.
You know, I think this is somebody who has certainly done a ton of damage and a statement that needed to be made. I support him fully and am embarrassed that we have, Americans saying the things that they are about this, especially the folks on the socialist squad, Ilhan Omar and her crew.
So you think he did the proper action?
I do.
Tell me, on impeachment, do you think that Nancy Pelosi, in doing what she did with impeachment with Adam Schiff's committee and Jerry Nadler's committee, what do you think about that?
I think it's nothing short of an attempted coup. Their process was behind closed doors, and they need to get back to doing what they were elected to do, making a budget and moving this country forward, not trying to impeach this president. You know, they have not liked him since the day he was elected. They've been trying to overturn this, and they know they can't beat him in 2020, so they see this as their only shot.
Are you familiar with FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? That is up for renewal coming up. They've actually postponed it one shot, so it's not going to come up until later on this year. What would you think about renewing FISA? Do you think some things need to be added to it, or what they're doing now?
You know, I don't know enough to say what I would add, but I certainly think that, you know, our government and our military needs to be equipped with whatever they need to protect
this is
us.
What they allegedly, this is what they use, the warrant that they use to spy on Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and the Trump team, basically. They falsified a FISA application to a FISA court, and that's what gave them the ability to do this. Would you do anything to put restrictions on that?
Don't want to say yes or no because I don't know without having it in front of me, but I certainly think that you can't have those sort of bad actors coming in and able to push that forward.
One of the things the show is concerned about, there's not a check and balance with it. In other words, they could write on there that, yes, Carter Page is a bad guy and he's not working with the CIA, which turned out to be false from the Inspector General's report, that there needs to be some type of check and balance where you have an adversary role that's in there saying, wait a minute, you need to look at this, this, and this before we proceed.
To keep the process from being so political.
Would you be in favor of that?
Sure, yeah.
I like that. Okay, we're going to be back. Bill, hang on. You've got a question for Jessica. We'll be back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Burn for Senate.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit wincreek.com for complete rules.
All the
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9221. That's where we are.
272-9228.
I've only been saying this for 11 years. I'm looking at my computer and it has a number one.
That actually happened to me earlier today. It's the Mondays.
The Monday blues here. Jessica Taylor in studio with us, candidate for 2nd Congressional District. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on with Jessica Taylor.
Yeah, I just have a couple of questions. You know, Martha Roby is, I think, got some kids, and she's been away from them for 6 years. And I think you've got some kids, and are you willing to go that far to be away from them? You know, like she did. And the other thing that is really concerning to me is that apparently you started a company or some companies and had to do with a lot of grants and things.
Let me interrupt you here 1 second, Bill. When did you tune into this show?
Just a moment ago.
Are you by any chance a plant caller? Because everything that you just mentioned, we talked about.
Oh, you have already talked about?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
I didn't even know. I had to really look up the number of the show to find out what it was.
So who told you that Jessica was going to be on?
Well, just some friends said, have you ever heard this radio station? And I said, no, I haven't, you know.
Bill, you sound like a plant call to me.
Well, I mean, you can consider it whatever it is, you know, I mean.
Have you ever listened to the show before?
I didn't even know about it.
So you are a plant call. Okay, gotcha. Thanks, Bill. Bye. Andrea, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Jessica Taylor.
Hi, how are you today?
Very good.
Hi. Yes, I am fairly new to the area here in Alabama, and I'm going to be voting. And so I'm looking at all the different candidates. And so the name Jessica Taylor has come up a few times. And I just have a couple of questions. I'm not going to ask about the company, even though I am a little bit confused about it. But she was just mentioning things about the conservative, you know, that we need a new generation of conservatives. And I just have a question. So what is Jessica's definition of what a conservative is nowadays? And also, my second part to that question is, she was saying that, what she just said, but I sit there and I look at our Congress and how corrupt it is, and I know everybody knows that it's corrupt, but taking on people like AOC, how do you combat that? How do you sit there and change people's definition of what they're doing versus what Republicans are doing?
Take it away, Jessica.
I think you defeat them with logic. You know, the younger generations have AOC and the Socialist Squad. She's on the cover of Time magazine. You know, she's in all of the you know, Hollywood type news outlets, and I think we've got to have somebody who can plead our conservative cause. And to me, being conservative means believing in less government, letting the private sector and individuals lead the way, not the federal government. And again, happy to talk more about my company, which was built finding government efficiency. If the government is going to have programs, having open competitions for who is going to execute that programming, I think is the best way to go about that. Now, whether they should have that money there in the first place is another debate. But I think having competition for government programs and activities is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, so what is your definition of a conservative? And what I mean by that, you know, where do you stand on all the issues, the major issues?
I'm very much pro-life. I was president of the board of the River Region Pregnancy Center in 2016, so that is an issue that is near and dear to my heart. I support term limits. And again, shrinking the size of government, to me, that is the defining thing for conservatism to me is small government.
Let's have fiscal responsibility. Where are you in fiscal issues?
I believe we ought to make a budget and stick to it, just like we do in households. You know, Congress hasn't made a budget in how long?
Yeah. How about executive powers versus congressional powers?
Well, yeah. That's a double-edged sword, but, you know, I like when the executive does have the authority to achieve, but it's got to be checked by Congress. You can't have just a rogue executive with full power.
Andrew, any other questions?
Well, okay, so speaking of our...
real quick.
Yeah, so the executive branch, so our president, I mean, he's virtually in there doing business by himself, and, of course, we don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes, but I think one of the big issues for all our millennials and how they just believe that Bernie Sanders is the answer to everything. I understand that we don't need more government, we need less government. But how do you plan to get the message out there and across to the millennials? Because they really thrive on feelings. They start almost every sentence with, I feel. There's not much thinking behind it other than I feel. How do you combat that? And I'll stop with that.
Thanks, Andrew.
I feel like we need to get out there and go toe-to-toe with them. And that's exactly what I want to do with this campaign. When we launched back in late October, our launch video went viral, and I vowed to put together
a very good video. Who did that for you?
A group called Red Print Strategy. Casey Phillips was his name, and he was great to work with. So, you know, that took off. And
out of Ohio?
Out of Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
Virginia. And we vowed to put together a conservative squad. So we worked to find folks who were running for office, conservative women across the country who would be interested in this cause, and recruited three fantastic women, launched the conservative squad a few weeks ago live on Fox and Friends. We went on Varney & Co. after that on Fox Business. And then Ilhan Omar actually tweeted a response to us. So that just made it go even further. USA Today covered it.
What did she say?
She said, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Michelle Fischbach, one of the conservative squad members, she was the lieutenant governor in Minnesota and served in the state house for 30 years and was the first female leader of that house. So they're from the same area, and I think that probably
got her triggered. What district is she running for?
She's running for Congress in Minnesota. I don't remember the...
Okay. Andrew, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. News 793.1 FM. Question, comment, viewpoint for Jessica Taylor? Give me a call, 272-9228. Going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Pam Husso. As Iran pledges to take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed a top general, President Trump is doubling down on his own threats on Twitter.
The president very stern and frank about how he will respond and putting Congress on notice that he will take action, tweeting this morning, these media posts will serve as notification to the United States Congress that should Iran strike any U.S. person or target, the United States will quickly and fully strike back.
Fox's John Roberts, Democrats plan to introduce a resolution limiting military action against Iran. She may be slipping in some polls, but Democratic White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren picks up another endorsement.
I'm Secretary Julian Castro, and I endorse Elizabeth Warren for president.
Castro, who's viewed as a potential running mate for Warren if she wins the nomination, ended his own campaign last week. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a great day we have ahead of us today. With plenty of sunshine, high temperature ending up in the mid, perhaps upper 60s today. We'll tease it. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower by late tonight or maybe tomorrow morning as the front moves through. We'll be in the upper 40s tonight, near 60 on Tuesday. And then we'll tease the freeze mark late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Then look for some late week warming. For instance, upper 60s Thursday into the 70s Friday with showers and thunderstorms. And then we are closely monitoring a potential severe weather situation this coming Saturday night. Stay tuned. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Jessica Taylor in the house. Candidate for 2nd Congressional District. Replacing the retiring Martha Roby. You said armed services and ag would be two areas that you would like to concentrate on as far as committee assignments, which I think are two very, very good committees, particularly armed services. We have a lot of representation of armed services in Alabama, hence us having the number of military bases that we have. It kind of comes hand in hand. Let's talk about, since armed services is really hitting these things in the Middle East and things like that, tell me what you feel about deployment of an additional 4,300 troops into Iraq to support our embassy and potential threat from Iran.
No, I think we need to support our president in that decision. He's got the intel. He knows what we need, and it's certainly something that we need to be proactive and not waste any time about. So I support his efforts.
Do you think that he needs to ask Congress for permission?
No.
Good. Your husband said the exact same thing when I had him on last week. I had him read up on it, on the War Powers Act, and he had sent me a great 24-page document about it. And, it's in theater, it's operational. They attacked a U.S. land, which is what an embassy is, and we get to respond. So kind of simple as that. Let's look at some of the other hot spots. We're very, we pulled out of Syria, and a lot of people gave the president a lot of hard time about that. Do you think that was a good move or bad move? Do you think that Trump's new policy of let's withdraw, but then if we need to go back, we'll go back and send troops in, do a job, and get the heck out of there?
I think President Trump was living up to a campaign promise, you know, that he doesn't want us to be involved in endless wars, but certainly we stand ready if we need to go in and get the job done. But we do need to do just that, go in, get the job done, come home.
You said you're very pro-life oriented. tell me some things that you've done in that area that you feel have promoted life.
So my work with the River Region Pregnancy Center is the thing that comes first to my mind. It was you know, a fantastic organization, and they
just Ed Gannon's in the bus.
It's not, but we helped start that. So our center partnered with several others in the River Region to help get that mobile ultrasound unit out. Is that what you're referring to?
Absolutely. That's right. They're getting another one, by the way, to go to Birmingham, which is going to be one of the largest abortion centers in the South.
One of the best ways for us to combat this, I think, is to have the private sector just get out there and be available to these women, provide other options. People do not want to have an abortion. And if we can, you know, combat, obviously looking at overturning Roe v. Wade, but then if we can, from the private sector, just provide love to these women. One of the best stories I've ever heard is a pregnancy center out of Tennessee. It set up shop right across from the Planned Parenthood facility and provided such fantastic service that they put the other facility out of business, bought their building, and turned it into a museum for the babies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm very big on changing hearts and minds. I think that we try to do too much judicial-type things when our role, particularly as Christians, is to change people's hearts and minds.
That's right.
Let's jump to another issue, and that's asset forfeiture. Are you familiar with that? That's where somebody comes in. You get pulled over and you've got drugs and money in your car. They take the money and they take the drugs and you lose the asset, and they take the car and they go sell it. Now, that's big crime. But then there's also this asset forfeiture. I had a friend of mine, for example, who went to Biloxi, won over $10,000 in the casino, came back. They searched his car, found the $10,000. They took the $10,000. Which was legally gotten, and would not return it to him. He even had Biloxi Casino said, yes, he did win this.
What was the reasoning? I mean, interstate
they
commerce?
Wanted $10,000.
Okay.
I think they allowed, if they suspect you of a crime, like, why would anybody but a drug dealer have 10 grand on them? They
versus,
can take
versus
it.
Somebody who plays craps.
Right.
Okay.
So that the asset forfeiture issue is a biggie that's out there. It's kind of an old libertarian issue that has moved into mainstream because so many people are being hurt. But that's an important issue that is out there. And going back to Armed Services Committee, what are some things that you would like to see done in the military that you think would be better than what we're doing now, or do you think we're doing it the right way?
So one of the things I would like to see is us to help strengthen our defense communities. Of course, you know, making sure that the folks actually on the bases have what they need. But our defense contractors in this state, it is a huge part of our economy. And it's an area that we could see increase, just through free market competition even. And if we could help strengthen that sector, I think that would be great for this area.
Yeah, particularly in the Huntsville area. It is amazing when you go up there. Mel Brooks is a very good friend of the show. Which, by the way, if you were to be elected, would you be willing to come back on a regular basis and be on the show?
Absolutely.
I like that. Now, we've heard that before and they don't show up. Something happens about being elected that's out there. Let's talk about budget issues. We had talked about the fact that we had not actually done a budget. One thing I'm hoping that the Republicans have learned a lesson from Nancy Pelosi becoming the Speaker of the House, and I believe the House will be much more conservative this time around if we take over the House because of the caliber of people that are running, like yourself and the person who could be replacing up in Minnesota, much more conservative than the former members were. What would you think about going back to the concept of doing 12 independent funding bills and doing that in what's called regular order?
I think we've got to look at everything we can to get the budget under control. We've got not only overspending, but fraud, waste, and abuse in so many different agencies. I saw a number recently that said for Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse alone is over $150 billion per year. So looking for those sorts of things and cutting that out, we've got to do that, and then we've got to quit spending more than we make.
Yeah, the fraud, you know, everybody kind of talks about fraud and abuse, and there is fraud and abuse out there. There's no doubt about it, but it's not anywhere near the lion's share of the budget. heritage type accounts, Social Security, retirement, Medicaid, Medicare, those are legacy accounts. Those are the big items. And then you have defense. What would you do about things like that, particularly the Medicare, Medicaid issue?
So I think we could look at zero-based budgeting. Would be good if we even passed a budget. You know, Congress can't seem to do that, the one of their basic tasks. So I think we could start there, having a budget and actually living to it.
Do you think retirement age should be, or age should be changed for getting Medicare? It's now currently 65. Do you think it should be longer, older, to try to save some money?
I don't know that that's a fair way to do that, especially if folks have been counting on it by that age. But certainly, again...
Well, what you do is you take Joey's group and your group.
Right.
Do it to you guys. That really is kind of the secret, is changing things that on the long trajectory really make a difference. Because when you look at Medicare, for example, you're talking about it's going to be bust in 2028. That's not a good number, particularly for some old guy like me. I don't want to sit in the nursing home and go, Joey, what time are we on today? Let's move into some other subjects, the border. Where are you on border protection, border patrol, the wall, things like that?
I support President Trump building the wall. We've got to know who is in this country, and we've got to stop folks from coming in illegally.
What would you do with the people that are here now who are illegal?
You know, I'm not for amnesty. I think that just shows you can break our rules and no consequences. So it's certainly an issue, but I would not support amnesty.
Would you? One of the things that on this show we've talked about is if anybody who is illegal has ever voted before, and any time that they were here, that they would automatically lose a right to get citizenship in this country. Would you be for that?
Sure.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
You need to listen to the show more often. We come up with great ideas. The amnesty, illegal immigration issue is a huge issue. And we in Alabama have become a little bit different. We have, and this is always a struggle, we have Republicans who want cheap labor, and we have Democrats who want more voters type thing. And it's kind of an unholy alliance. You look at farming, for example, you're talking about ag, and we have some specialty crops that need to be hand-picked. And what they do is they go to migrant workers or illegal immigrant workers because they can't seem to, they don't want to pay somebody a higher amount to go pick vegetables because it'll price them out of the market. Where are you on those type of issues as far as illegal immigrants or aliens?
I think we've got to have a way for folks to come and fill those jobs legally so we know who's here and then go back. I understand that our farmers do need that sort of labor, but it's got to be a legal way for them to get here.
So an expansion of the Migrant Act where you would have more migrant farmers that would be coming into our country to do those type of things?
Possibly. I think we need to look at that and, certainly see if that's the best solution. But, you know, farmers try to give jobs to folks here, of what I've been told from the farming community, and people just won't take those jobs.
They won't take them right because they feel that they don't pay them enough. Too hard work. Which is which? Then you get too mechanized, and then you run into all sorts of problems. Let's talk about the USMCA Act that may be voted on this week. Where are you on those type of trade deals? Are you familiar with that? What do you think about it?
I support free trade. So anything that will advance that, I certainly think it's, now that USMCA can move forward, I think that will be a good thing.
Thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for getting off your... Never mind. So you like USMCA?
Yes.
Okay. How about the tariffs that Trump put on Chinese goods and going out and into this country? China putting theirs on and us putting on theirs. What did you think about that?
Well, I know the tariffs have certainly hurt a lot of folks, including people in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, the farmers, but they still stand with President Trump.
They really do.
They know that China was a bad actor. You know, they've been stealing our intellectual property, just a whole host of things that really should have been handled years ago. So I think this is something that, we did have to do.
So you think he was right, and you think he should continue the pressure on them?
I think we should do he should do what he sees best to win that negotiation and put the United States of America in the best position. But I certainly want to remove the tariffs as soon as possible.
Excellent, because the I think the China deal, from the things I've read, the phase one is good. I think phase two could be incredible. You look at the discussion of that has driven the stock market to brand new record heights, and everybody kind of goes, you remember they said when Trump was elected, stock market is going to crash, and you know now it's only up 12,000 points.
Right.
I hate it when that happens. I hate it when people are wrong. Tell me other issues that you feel are important to the 2nd Congressional District. What are you hearing out there?
So, you know, obviously, the abortion debate is huge. I'd say that's probably the number one issue.
Really?
That and impeachment. I hear the most about that, but then supporting our troops is high up there as well. But I'd say impeachment and abortion are the things I hear most.
When they're talking to you about impeachment, are they talking to you about the way it was handled, or the fact that they're even doing it?
All of the above. They're just angry. You know, they think they need to get back to work. And most people in this district that I talk to fully support the president. And so I think that all of this is actually going to come back and bite the Democrats come November.
Yes, and I agree. Particularly in this radio market, it is amazing, the support for the president. It's so strong in Otago and Elmore counties, and portions of Montgomery County are hugely strong. It's absolutely amazing to me. So on abortion, what are some things that you think on a legislative basis need to be done?
Well, I think we should look at overturning Roe v. Wade. I know, you know, several states have cases that they're trying to get up to do that.
Do you agree with Alabama's legislation of that at conception you can abort a baby?
I believe life starts at conception, and I was recently meeting with the Susan B. Anthony List folks, and I don't know if y'all saw this, but last week they endorsed me. They endorsed 9 female candidates, 13 candidates total across the country, and I was one of their endorsed candidates, and I believe that's the largest group in the country that advocates on behalf of pro-life issues.
Yes, I got an email from someone.
He does a good job.
He does a very good job. So tell me about the interview process that you did with them, because I don't think most people know who they are and what they do.
So I met with them right when I first announced. And
Did you do the questionnaire first? They used to do a questionnaire, and then they would meet with that select group of people.
I met with them first.
Oh, really?
I did.
Wow.
And this was before I had announced, before I was even sure that I was going to run. So I met with them and then met again with their district folks here in Montgomery at my Montgomery office, and answered the candidate questionnaire after that, and then did actually another round of interviews, and then just found out that they are endorsing me, which is fantastic.
That really is quite an honor. They don't just do that for anybody, and they look for several things. Electability is one of them, but that you are in line with them philosophically, and which is very, very important. I think that kind of gets confused with who they really are, but they are very much a mainstream conservative operation that is there. Tell the audience how they can get in contact with you.
You can get in contact with us via our website. That's jessicataylor.al.com. And you can sign up to volunteer. You can ask us questions. Our campaign headquarters phone number is there, as well as our email
address.
Where's
your campaign headquarters?
It's in Prattville. And right next to the McDonald's on 31, for those folks.
Everybody knows where that is.
Listening. So we actually are having a campaign office grand opening this Friday from 11:30 to 1:30. And that information will be on our social media pages. We are doing a meet and greet in Montgomery at Pine Bar from 4:30 to 6:30 on Thursday.
I know Jack Hamill will be there.
Yeah.
One of our favorite places to go. Okay, so do the headquarters again, time and location?
Headquarters is this Friday, 11:30 to 1:30, and we will have refreshments.
2 hours of meeting the candidate. I like that.
2 hours.
Okay,
yes.
And then the Pine Bar one?
That's also 2 hours, 4:30 to 6:30 on Thursday.
Okay, folks, this is going to give you an opportunity to meet Jessica. I think you should meet her and talk to her. from what I understand, you're a very accessible candidate. And I, on a personal basis, think that's very good. A lot of people are not. We've been very fortunate with Bradley Byrne and Mo Brooks that they are very accessible to this show. So if somebody wants to donate to you, how do they do that?
They could do that on the website, jessicataylor.al.com. We also are selling conservative squad basketballs there. If you make a $49...
Basketballs
That go with our launch video and our theme. If you donate $49, you get a basketball shipped to your house. It's regulation size women's basketball. So that's something interesting. And then you can also mail a check to our PO box.
What was the concept of the basketball?
Well, you know, our video, the launch video, had me doing a no-look backward shot.
Okay.
So put me in the game. I had a ball manufacturer from Washington State who saw it. It went viral that day. And
It was a great video.
He called and said, I want to send you one of my balls. I manufacture basketballs. And he sent one with our logo embossed on it and agreed to sell them for us. Yeah, so this is really neat. So we've sold quite a few.
Do your closing argument to the audience of why they should vote for you.
I want you guys to vote for me because I will bring that new generation of conservative leadership. I will fight for our conservative values here in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, and I won't back down. I'll make sure that we are getting our points across and get a fair shake, and that the conservative ideology advances and socialism does not. And I think I'm the best candidate in this race to do that and go represent the folks of this district.
Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Jessica, thank you so much. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show will return right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting, while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college, and the best part of his life. Met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Jessica Taylor for joining us in studio. So, Joey Sign, what did you think, buddy?
I like her. I want to learn more on specific stuff. But I like the idea of going up there and taking on the squad and saying, hey, I want to carry the mantle for the district, but also more in a general sense, take on the left, which I like. I think it's a good message. And what's happening a lot with younger folks, because we had that call earlier, is it's almost like new geography. Like, there's the regular geography of the district, and then there's this virtual world where people are having all these political fights. And I think if you can take the fight to that new geography, the virtual world, you'll be a very effective champion for a cause.
Well, where you went in, and old, you used to say, I'm running so for this, this, and this in the district.
Yeah.
Now it's much more of philosophical things, and then the ag and military part, you apply your philosophical viewpoint to those two issues. But it's something the Republicans never did. They never thought of themselves as a unified group of anything. There were all these independent, you know, like a single person with an M16 in their hand. They did not think as at a squad level or a platoon level. Now they're starting to do it. She would be certainly somebody for the Freedom Caucus, would be a voice within the Freedom Caucus. And when you start counting up the members that will be coming in out of this 31, and I didn't bring the polling, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, but this is not working for the Democrats at all. They are getting hammered in some places, and they've written their own epitaph, and it's not a good one. And you're talking about some of these candidates that are out there are so much more conservative. Will Hurd, for example, he was kind of a moderate, you know, we don't really want a wall. We want to have free passage back and forth, mainly because of his district was benefiting from people buying things there and didn't want any type of obstacles there.
I can understand that from a local perspective.
But the people that could replace are so much more conservative, and so much more conservative from back when Paul Ryan was Speaker.
Right.
I mean, now, Daniel Roybacker was conservative, but he was kind of one of these flamethrower conservatives versus pragmatic conservative. And, you know, he was, we need to get along with the Russians, which I thought was good, but he also was, and if they do wrong, we're going to blow them up.
And I hope the Republican Party gets that back and actually does something, because I think if you look at 16 to 18, they squandered an incredible opportunity with governorships all over the nation, holding both chambers of Congress. You've got President Trump, who's more than willing to make a deal and get things done. And I felt like a lot of the Republicans sat on their hands or actively tried to sabotage good things. Unfortunately, maybe rest in peace, John McCain doing that with health care. There's so many instances of that.
Well, and what they did is they were trying to go back to the institutional Republican. The institutional Republican is dead. It's gone. The Trump, and people go, it's the Trump Republican Party. It's the Trump philosophy Republican Party now. And the people like Corker and those folks, McCain, Sass, Flake, well, not Sass anymore. Sass has kind of seen the light now because I think he was going to get run out of his state. But people are realizing that being conservative, being pragmatic is not a bad thing.
Right.
And you don't have to drop on your sword. You can go in and conduct a good fight and still stay civil and get done what you want to get done.